Hi guys, and welcome to episode 8 of Topic Tuesday. If you've watched any of the previous episodes, then thank you so much. Today I'm joined with the beautiful Hattie, who's actually currently in the same city as me, which is so nice, and she's come to speak with us today, which I'm honestly so excited about. I know many of you will know Hattie, and it's really nice to get her in the hot seat and to talk with her. We're going to be talking all things, first of all, about Hattie, because I think it's nice just to learn more about her, of course, and then also just a little bit about her story, which you guys wrote in about as well, because some of you can really relate, i.e. moving from home quite at a young age, starting a family at a young age, and honestly, not to start sharing Hattie's story, but basically doing it all by yourself, which is what Hattie has done. So first of all, babes, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I mean, I never know how to introduce myself. I said this to you off camera, but I feel like, hang on, let me just...
Mute the phone.
I feel like I'm Hattie Bourne, and I've always been Hattie Bourne, and that's how I started my Instagram. But I'm now married, so I'm Hattie Smith. So some people know me as Hattie Bourne, some people know me as Hattie Smith. I get posts from Hattie Smith and Hattie Bourne, so I'm Hattie Bourne and I'm Hattie Smith. Well, whatever you know me as or don't know me, yeah.
And you are a mum of?
Three. Wild, wow.
Three beautiful babies. So you've got two boys.
Two boys and a girl. And my baby girl. So Otis is 7, nearly 8. Marley is 5, nearly 6.
Yeah.
And Etta has just turned 2.
And Etta might be making an appearance as... She is with us in the studio today, so she'll probably come and join us at some point just to say hello. We've got her own little microphone as well. So I think, first of all, I think we just want to learn a little bit more of your story, because when me and you spoke off camera, you were saying how it'd be nice to talk about kind of like your journey, especially starting as a young parent and a young mom, and actually effectively like doing it on your own. So can you give us, first of all, just a little bit of background as to kind of like when you actually left home?
So I've known Corey since we were like just really young teenagers. And then we've been together for like... So Corey plays football. We met in Norwich, which is where I grew up. And Corey played for Norwich.
Okay.
There's no romantic story, to be
honest.
How
did you meet?
We just like... I feel like we just knew each other. When you're kids and young like that, you just know each other.
Around the area.
And like we used to just go in to town, into the city, and I just used to be like, hey. And he was like really cool, in my opinion.
Okay, cool.
And I wasn't. So like, yeah.
Was it like love at first sight?
Well, I mean, his friends tell me stories of him seeing me and saying that he was going to marry me.
Oh.
But he probably wouldn't like to admit that, but I like to admit
that. You like to think that.
So I just knew him.
Were you friends first?
Yeah, we just were friends. We just knew each other. We'd just be like, hey, and like chat, and that was it. And then we had a mutual friend, and we had Blackberries at this point. And
BBM.
BBM was the best. And he asked our mutual friend for my BBM pin, and he gave it to him. Is that the blanket?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it just like
the rest
it went
is history.
From there. And then he went on loan away from Norwich, and I was looking to go to college, and I applied and got into the college that I wanted, and then he was moving, and I was like, I'm going to go with him. I'm just going to do it. I wanted to go with him. You know, when you first start a relationship, like, you just want to spend all your time with each other. And I couldn't think. I just felt like it just wasn't going to work if he left and I stayed.
And where did he go, sorry?
So we moved to Yeovil.
Where the hell is Yeovil?
Yeovil.
It's south?
I don't know. It's, like, near...
So it was really
Bristol.
Far from...
It was far from my home, like really far.
Okay.
And I was just like, I'm going to go. I want to go. My mum was really supportive of that, which I find crazy now. I'm a mum.
Really?
At 17 years old, yeah. Because that's young. Yeah. But she knew I was going to go whether she said I could or not. And yeah, she said, you know, you go and we're here if you need to come back. And I don't think many people really agreed with it. Friends, family, you know, I think most people had an opinion about it. I think people thought and told me Corey was going to be someone that I knew he wasn't. And I knew he wasn't that person that they were telling me he was going to be. And yeah, I knew that I wanted to go with him. And here we are 12 years later, married with 3 kids.
Wow.
So yeah, we've moved to lots of different cities together. Fell pregnant with Otis when I was 20 in Bristol. And I had him when I was 21, which at the time I didn't feel young. He was planned, we were ready, we wanted to have children and start a family. But looking back now, that is young. And we had no family around us. I had friends, but none of them had children. And some people will know, like, when you're the first to have a baby in your group of friends, like, that's hard.
Yeah.
Especially not having anybody who has kids around you.
It's quite isolating.
It's difficult. Yeah,
like, you feel a bit low.
Your baby doesn't want to do the things that you used to do.
And you don't want to do the things you used to do.
No, and
you're in a whole new, like, era.
Yeah, and I feel like you just enter this, like, you're a new person with a new baby, and it's just, like, overwhelming, and yeah. It's hard.
It's really hard.
Yeah, and I feel like I just learn on the job, like most mums do. But I feel like I was really determined to do it and like show people.
Let me go for.
Okay. And show people that, like,
you can do it.
Yeah, I can do it. He's gonna be amazing. We're gonna be fine. I'm gonna be fine. I'm not gonna struggle. And I don't know why I feel like I just wanted to prove people wrong. Not that people necessarily were like,
you can't do it.
Yeah, but I just had this feeling that I was just like, no, I've got this. Like, I can do this. Like, I'm not too young. I'm not crazy. Like, you know, I'm going to be fine.
In all of the things you've said, you've really just trusted, like, your, like, intuition, i.e.
yeah.
following Corey.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, not listening to people saying that he's a boy.
Yeah.
Excuse my language. I forgot it was here. Beep that out. And then also just following your intuition as wanting to start a family. And I remember the first time I met you, we were talking about that, and you were like, I just really wanted to show everyone that, like, I could do it, and I could do it alone.
Yeah.
And now, times three, you're still doing that.
Yeah. And I mean, like, doing it alone, like, I feel like I've done it with Corey. Like, he is, like, a huge part of it, and he's amazing. Like, he's an amazing dad. He's your best friend in the world.
Oh, is that what? Yeah. Daddy is your best friend in the whole world. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, like, he's an amazing dad, and we've always just had each other. Like, it's always just been me and him. So I feel like, yeah, he goes away with work, and at the end of the day, it's me at home, mm-hmm. like, all the time.
Yeah.
And I, yeah, you know, do predominantly most stuff. He's an amazing dad, and he's very, I feel like, I don't like the term being hands-on dad, because I feel like you're a dad, so of course you're going to be hands-on, because mm-hmm. I feel like that's really old school to mm-hmm. think that dads aren't hands-on, mm-hmm. but I do know that there's a lot of dads that aren't like that,
yeah.
and he is very much like that. So I haven't done it alone. He's, you know, it's been me and him alone, but I just haven't had, like, friends
the,
and family always around me.
You.
Yeah,
of course,
which I feel like is a real but I feel also like I've never had that, so I've never,
I don't know any different.
Yeah. I feel like I maybe would struggle, I've struggled more if I'd had it and then it got taken away from me.
Of course.
But that's all we've ever known. And sometimes now, still, I actually find it difficult to have help and accept help from people, because I'm like, no, I can do it.
Yeah.
Like, I've got this.
Yeah.
And then people are like, no, but we could, like,
we're here, we can help.
And I'm like, No, I'm fine.
It's like a bit of an alien
yeah,
feeling.
Like,
to
I've
you.
Got
yeah.
it. Like, I've always had it, and I'm like fine. And even like
mommy miss.
Okay. And even just like with Etta, like she doesn't go to nursery out of my choice. No, we don't go to nursery. And that's out of choice. Mm-hmm. But like sometimes like I'm busy with work and I feel like I could really do with her going to nursery.
Yeah.
But there's just that part of me that's like, I've got this.
Yeah.
I can do
it. You don't
want
to let it go.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so used to have Ode Somali were 22 months apart. I always had them as babies together. Mm-hmm. So for me, just having her is like kind of light work for me. Like I'm like, oh. It's one.
Yeah.
It's not two. I've just got her.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like just kind of enjoying just having her and not her. That's a whole other issue. But so I had Otis, then I had Marley, and I've just we lived there for 6 years in Bristol.
In Bristol, yeah.
Then we moved to Swansea and that's where we had Etta. A little then, Welshie. Wales was amazing. Like, I love Wales.
So
it's
beautiful.
Always, it's got like a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
Like, the lifestyle with children for me is just like perfect. Like, living near the
compared
beach.
Compared to Birmingham?
Yeah. It's very different, but.
Your buddy's awake.
Just like living near the beach, seeing the sea on the school run, like it's just heaven. Like, yeah, it was amazing, and I loved every minute of living there. And then we moved here, and there's all five of us.
With regards to Otis, Marley, and then Etta, what did you find was the most difficult part as a mom? Was it like going from one to two? Was it going from then one to two to three, juggling that? Like, I think people are interested in like, cause having three kids, let's be honest, regardless of what the help you have and what you don't have, it's really difficult.
Yeah.
There's three mini people to manage and look after and you're responsible for. So like in that whole transition and that whole journey, like what for you was the hardest part?
I think, for me, it was going from one to two.
Okay.
I feel like having Otis, like your first baby, is like so special. And like, yeah, don't get me wrong, it's super hard. But I think I fell pregnant with Marley when Otis was 14 months. So he was, for me, that he was just, and especially when it's your first baby, I feel like you baby them more.
Yeah.
So I feel like he was like a baby to me, like he was like newborn, and I was like, oh my god.
And now you've got another
and one now I've got another one.
14 months,
yeah. So it felt like really like everybody thinks they're twins, and I feel like I've always felt like they were twins, because I feel like I just I feel like I just brought them up together, at the same time, and there was always two. And then actually when I had Etta, I felt like it wasn't not hard, but it was easier for me personally, because Otis was at school, Marley was at nursery, and I just had Etta, which for me, so it was just me and her, and I was just like, I literally have loved every second of that. So for me, definitely it was going from one to two. And then now I feel like it's crazy.
Now it's
now
crazy.
She's like walking, answering back, talking.
Being a little,
like she's her own person.
It's amazing.
And I feel like now it's hard, like hard again, I think, because just like juggling.
Of course. But I do feel like with when you, family life and dynamic, it's like this, isn't it?
Yeah.
And as times go on and then things change and things that were really hard become easier and then things that are really easy become harder. I think literally life, like I've just deeped it now, even since having Ziggy, it's like just one big wave.
Yeah. And I feel like each age and stage has a new
challenge.
Yeah. And I think like you leave one challenge, like at the beginning, they're like, oh my God, I'm so sleep deprived. And then it's like, oh, they sleep. But now it's something else.
Literally.
And then it's like, okay, that's finished.
But now it's something else.
And I think that is just parenthood. And I think like I have days where I'm like, I've got this. Like this, I'm like, this
Can
is,
they?
Yeah, like I'm great at this.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
And then I have days where I'm like, oh my God, I can't do it. Like,
I can relate.
How am I
like
looking after three humans.
Whilst?
Like, I can't do it. And I have days and I'm just like, I actually can't. Like, I feel like I can't do it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, it's a new... And I'm lucky that I have, like, Corey, who's, like, amazing and supportive and, like, kind and nice to me, because he's, like, my calm.
Okay, yeah.
And I feel like I sometimes get to a level...
And then he draws it down. Mum life!
Wheel go swish and your wheels go round. Giddy up, we're homeward bound. Whee! Shh! Now we'll stop. Mummy,
we're talking about daddy.
And he's like, Etta, stop a minute. I often feel like that when he like goes away with work, and I feel like because he doesn't come home, I don't have that like he's like my calm, and he's like, just, you know, Hats, everything's fine. Like,
and does that make you like anxious then when he goes away? I don't know if anxiety is the right word to use.
I don't know what feeling. Crazy, I think, okay, is the feeling. I feel like I'm just like...
overwhelmed.
Yeah, like, I just feel like I... overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Is the word.
Yeah.
And Otis is... he's going to be 8, and he's very, like... I love him. He's very in tune with me and my feelings, and I feel like he really gets that. It. And he's...
Does he like step in and feel like he's when like, Corey's
yeah,
away?
Like, and a I mini feel like, Corey. Yeah, he just like kind of helps me.
Yeah.
And he helps me with Etta, and he'll tell Marley to listen to me, and like he, you know, he steps up and helps me, which I'm so grateful for. But I feel like that's when I reach my like, I can't do it when I don't have Corey. To just be like, calm. You're fine. Like, yeah. You've got this.
He
like,
does have a very calming energy. I've only met him once at Etta's second birthday party, which was so much fun. But even on your stories.
Yeah, he's
and
just
like on your social media, he just comes across as very
he's just
gentle
like
and calm.
A great person.
Yeah.
Without sounding like so cheesy. But he's just great. Like, I just can't fault him. Like, I love him so much. And he's just like... I don't know why it makes me emotional, but like, he's just like so good. Like, he's just so lovely. And he like, it just helps me a lot. And I feel like anything that I think, you know, just little things like the kids, just not listening or just fighting or just everyday stuff. He's just like, it's fine. Like, they're kids. Like, he's like, you are stressing yourself out for no reason. Just
moms.
Just calm. Like, everything's fine. And I'm like, yeah, okay, it's fine. But when I don't have that, I feel like I reach like a point and I'm like...
bubbling point.
Yeah, and like, then you just I can't cope. Like, yeah. I can't cope.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, that comes in waves. And
how often is it that you have those moments where it really is just you and three kids? Is it a weekly thing, a monthly thing?
Yeah, sometimes it's like twice a week. Sometimes it's once a week. Sometimes it's three times a week. Sometimes... sometimes it's like... not, and sometimes it can be like not for like over a month. It's just like really depends, like his schedule is just
different.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that I really wanted to like draw to light in this, because I think working on social media and posting beautiful pictures is one thing, but I think Hattie, the work you put in behind the scenes, I've seen glimpses of it, and I think like genuinely you should be so proud of yourself. Like, you juggle three kids, a house, cooking, cleaning, whilst holding down a full-time job that is really serious.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of work. And I think maybe people, and someone wrote this in, they said, what's the truth behind your influencing? Like, do you struggle with the juggle of it?
Yeah, I do really struggle with the juggle. And like, thank you for saying that, because it's really kind. But I feel like, yeah, I definitely struggle with the juggle. but so does everyone. Like, you know, this is my job, and it's not like the norm, and it's not lots of other people's jobs. But there's struggles to it. And it's not just like the perfect pretty picture. I feel like I started... when I had Otis, I started a blog with my sister, and we just wrote about like parenting and our different styles of parenting, because we have a really different style of parenting. And our influencing wasn't a thing. Like, it Nobody did that. It wasn't a job.
It just went Instagram was like just posting.
Just starting.
Fun.
Yeah. Like I, you know, lots of people didn't have Instagram.
Yeah.
And I just was just posted photos, and people always used to take the mickey out of me because I always used to take photos, or like not just of myself. If we went out, I would take photos of people, and they'd be like, "Oh, it's not again." Like, put down your foot, like put down the camera, like we don't want a photo. But then they would always be like, "Oh, can you send me that? Oh, that's such a nice picture."
Yeah.
And I'd be like, "Yeah, see? You were having a go at me, but I get a really nice picture for you."
Yeah.
Because it's just like a nice memory. Mm-hmm. So I would just post stuff all the time, and just more people started following me, and then like I just carried on and carried on, and then people, like I got, when it was more of a thing, people would, like, companies would send me stuff, and I'd be like, "Oh my God,
wow,
like, thanks." And then they would ask me how much I charge, and I would be thinking, like, what? Like, I don't charge. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, mm-hmm. I'm just happy to accept mm-hmm. it. But Corey was like, "Well, if they're asking, like, you need to say something. Mm-hmm. You don't just say you're going to do it for free. Mm-hmm. That's not business savvy." And then I would be like, "Whoa, this is all too much for me." And then that's when I got an agency approached me, and,
Was that Mockingbird?
Yeah.
So you've been with them from the beginning?
Been with Mockingbird from the beginning.
Nice.
So they approached me when I was pregnant with Marley, or just had Marley, and it just was all a bit too much. Mm-hmm. I was getting messages from lots of different companies, and I didn't want to work with some of them, for example, but I did with others, and I didn't know, like...
How to navigate it?
Yeah, like, I just... I was not very good at negotiating fees and money and stuff, because I feel like I'm quite nice, and mm-hmm. People would pick up on that, and I feel like maybe take a little bit of advantage of that. So I just needed someone to be like, "No, this is how much she charges, and that's
just
it.
Just take control of that side of the
business."
I
was at that point where I really needed that. Anyway, so yeah, that's kind of how it started. That was never my intention. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I've always just done what I've done. I've always just kind of posted pictures, and I try and be as real as possible on like my stories, and show, you know, my horrendously messy car and like the kids when they're not being great, and you know, all that kind of stuff, because I don't want people to just think like, "Oh, like that's not real life, like that that picture's not real life." You kind of have to take Instagram with a pinch of salt, and you have to think like, yes, that's a lovely photo, but that's like 1 second of a 24-hour day.
Facts.
So I think it's easy to go on and compare. I still do it, you know, scrolling people's photos, thinking, wow, they have the perfect everything, their life is perfect. But you just need to remember that there's, like I said, it's like a second, 2 seconds of their whole 24 hours, and a lot happens in that. Mm-hmm. And kids are kids, and mm-hmm. that photo might not have been
representation
of like the day, but it's a happy moment in that person's day that they want to share. And I feel like that's sometimes hard for people to understand, because it's not being real, or it's not like relatable. But sometimes you don't want to remember the bad part of that
day. Of course.
Day.
Like, I think it's just about personal preference, what works for you, and how, like, it's your life and the bits that you want to share. But I always think you've always been really real and kept it to your core. Someone wrote in and said, "Why do you work if Corey's a footballer?" Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, I feel like I kind of, we spoke about this again off camera, being like a wag and being like a footballer's wife. And there's a lot of, I've had a lot of comments from people saying that, you know, like, "Well, why are you working?
Are you
like,
yeah.
you've already got money," or like, "Corey already has money." I have always worked. Even when we moved to Yeovil, I worked in Boots and I got a 9-to-5 job. I have always, always worked. And that's just me. Like, what I will say is, it's actually really hard to keep down a job when you're married or in a relationship with someone who plays sport, because the frequency that you move, it's hard to keep a job. Like, that's hard.
And invest in a career, I guess.
When you are with someone who plays sport, you put them first. Yeah, it's hard to keep a job down and put yourself first. Like, they come first. Mm-hmm. And it's really difficult to put yourself first.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm lucky because the job I do now, I can do it wherever I go.
Yes.
But I've had, this wasn't always my career path. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I worked in Boots. I really wanted to do hairdressing.
Okay.
So we lived in Manchester for a year and I went to college in Manchester and did hairdressing and got a job in a salon.
Learning so much about Hattie.
Yeah, and worked in a salon. And then I feel like I just kind of was building up my clientele of like doing blow dries and cuts. And
oh,
like,
love
I
that.
Knew people. And then we moved. And I was like, oh, okay. And then we moved to Bristol. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to carry on doing this. But I had to start all the way back at the beginning. So I went into a salon in Bristol and just like swept the floor. On like very little money for really long hours, and it just like it wasn't working.
Yeah.
For like I never saw Corey. Mm-hmm. I was living in a brand new city, and I just it was really hard, and I struggled with it. I worked on days that he was off. And when he was off, I was at work. When I was off, he was at work. And it was just like,
working.
Yeah, we were just like passing ships. And it just, like, I wasn't happy. Like, I wasn't happy doing that. So I was like, right, this is not working for me. And so then I nannied. I was a nanny for a family in Bristol. And I really enjoyed doing that. Like, I've always been quite maternal. And I found a really lovely family. I didn't have any like qualifications mm-hmm. as such, but they liked me.
Yeah,
and
it worked.
Yeah, it worked. The hours were like worked with Corey's mm-hmm. hours. And then I fell pregnant. All while I just always like posted stuff on social media.
So
like
in the yeah, that was always happening.
Yeah,
in
it
the,
was always in the background.
In the
like
background.
I was always
yeah
posting, and I still was writing blogs.
The blogs.
Yeah. And
so work ethic to you is really important.
Yeah.
It's kind of like in your blood.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I've just always worked and I've always had my own money. Mm-hmm. Yes, Corey is very successful and has had an amazing career. But I've always I've always worked.
Yeah.
I've always had my own money, and that's just like how we've been. And like I said, I feel like there's a real like negative hangover wags because they just like follow these boys around and they have loads of money. And it's not like that because mm-hmm. these women and, you know, we give up so much for
our
like partners.
You sacrifice a lot.
Yeah.
Someone wrote in and said, what have been your sacrifices?
Yeah. So I feel like they've all been sacrifices I've chosen to make, and I don't regret any of them. Mm-hmm. And I don't resent Corey in any shape or form. And I'm so happy with all my decisions that I've made. Mm-hmm. But I moved home when I was 17. I left all my friends and family, and I've moved to like, any kind of time I've made friends and feel settled,
we've moved.
Mm-hmm. And that's hard. Like, that's really hard. So I feel like the reason I've worked is because it's a lonely place, moving to a new city on your own. And that's just always been what I've wanted to do. Like, I just have. Like, mm-hmm. It's just me.
Yeah,
and I've just always done it. When we lived in Manchester, I also worked in Harvey Nichols and the Estee Lauder counter. And I did that again in retail. Like, people know the hours are like really
long.
Yeah,
really long.
So I did that and hairdressing. And that's just always been what I've done.
Yeah.
And then when I had children, I kind of stopped and I...
That's when the social media
really
picked up.
And that's when kind of social media really picked up.
So it's worked really nicely in the sense of like how each kind of stream and like, not source of income, because I'm not just talking about the money, but what you were doing. And now actually your job really works well with being a full-time mom to three kids.
Yeah.
Although it is super hard to juggle everything, because I guess like I can relate to all your feelings, but on a scale of one kid. But still, the job's the job.
Yeah.
And I do feel like social media is given a title and a vibe around it. But I actually just want to scream to the top of the rooftops. Like, I don't think people understand the work that goes in behind your favorite influencer. And the hours and the creativity and the planning. And sometimes I think the planning and like sending over all of the jobs and the thing that they need, it takes a lot of work and it is time consuming. It's not just what people think it is.
I think like with every job, there's positives and negatives.
Absolutely, yeah.
And there's always things that like, on the surface, that looks amazing. Like,
but there's always...
You're so lucky to be doing that, which, I am. And, like, you know, of course, like, what do? Like, you take a photo. Like, I get a lot of questions, like, what even is your job? And it's quite hard for people to understand unless you're in it or unless it's been explained to you, mm-hmm. which I get because, like, I don't know a lot about loads of different jobs.
Yeah.
But this one personally, there's a lot that goes into it. And it's not that easy. It's hard. And I feel like I'm now at like a place where when I first started, it would be like kind of like in waves, mm-hmm. like I'd have loads on and then I'd have quiet. But now I'm kind of at a place where I'm like really consistent with stuff and I have a lot on like all the time. And it's hard, it's hard to juggle the kids going to clubs and me remembering
like, everything
that they've got swimming that day, or they've got to hand homework in, or they've got to take a pound in, or like
it's fancy dress.
I struggle with it, like I do. And
have you ever just thought like, F it, I'm gonna stop, don't need to do it, I'm coming off, I just want to focus on the kids? Or is it something that, you know, deep down, it's actually really important to you and you really enjoy it?
Well, I feel like I do it for the kids because, like, we have a lovely life and we're able to do lots
lovely
of things,
things.
Because me and Corey work. And, like, I feel like I'm, like, trying to build something for
That's
us
really nice.
And them, like,
in the future.
For our future. So I kind of don't think of it as that. I think, like, this is my job. Mm-hmm. And, like,
I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. And I want to do it for them and for us.
Yeah.
And I have times where I'm just like, I can't do this today. Like, mm-hmm. Everyone has bad days where they don't want to take photos or they really don't want to do something. But they get up and go to work and it's just this is my norm. Like I have to just, you know, get up and do it. I don't feel like I have days where I just don't want to do it. As in like completely quit.
Cut off. We'd all really miss you as well.
Oh, thanks.
This is a complete side subject. I literally just thought of it as I was talking, but obviously social media is, I personally feel, can be a really beautiful space. But I also think, especially since I've started this podcast, Carl, you'll relate reading some of the comments, but it can also be quite a scary place.
Yeah.
You've always shown your kids online.
Yeah.
As in posted their faces, posted them.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
I think just, again, like personal preference. Mm-hmm. Like I think I respect anyone who doesn't want to show their child's face, and I completely
understand it.
Like all reasoning behind mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. like totally. Mm-hmm. But that's just not what I do. And mm-hmm. like, that's just, I just think parents, when you're a parent, you have your views and your opinions and the way you parent and what you think and what you want your child to do and not do mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. what game you want them to play mm-hmm. and not play, what mm-hmm. you want them to wear and not wear. Mm-hmm. And like, I think we as parents just have to respect one
Other
parent's
choices
to
you,
the next.
Did you ever have to have a conversation with Corey and being like, hey, like I want to post the kids online? Or was that something you just had mutual agreement?
No, I feel like because when we started, it wasn't
a thing.
Like I had my friends follow me on social media. Yeah. So like, it wasn't like a discussion, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't like a moment where we were like, are we going to put our children online? I think if I started now,
do you think
it would
be different?
But I don't know if it would be different, but
you would have the conversation.
We would have a conversation, but it's just been like, we've kind of grown
with it
and together. And like, obviously the kids, I get some comments saying like, where have Red Somali gone? Like, you favorite Etta. But they're at school
with Etta.
So like, my platform's kind of grown with
the boys,
the kids, yeah. And like, if you've been following me since I had Otis and Marley, like I did a lot with them and they were heavily in it, but now they're at school and they're older and they've got football and they've got swimming and they've got rugby, yeah. And we don't have time to have a photo. Where I'm with Etta 24/7. So she's in my pictures and sometimes she wants to be, sometimes she doesn't. And that's when she's not. And it's just kind of how it is. Mm-hmm. I respect anyone who doesn't. But just how I've started and where I am now, that's just kind of been my norm and that's why I do.
And I think it is like every parent is, I don't know, I'm in a weird, I go through like weird phases. Like sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, it's calm. Then other times I think and I'm like, no, I just don't know how I feel about it. And so, I don't know, sometimes...
I do have feelings like that. And sometimes I think the internet is an amazing place, but it's also a scary place.
Yeah.
And I think, like, it does scare me.
And I think sometimes some of the private messages I get make me feel like I'm doing the wrong thing or I'm a bad parent, but then I start overthinking everything and I'm like... oh God, what have I just posted? Or like, oh God, what's going to happen to it then? Like I took a video the other day of Ziggy eating and put it on my story and I had so many messages being like, you really shouldn't post your kid eating. And I was like, I like froze and I was like, I felt awful. I felt really awful. But then I'm also like, I don't know, it's really difficult.
It is difficult. It's difficult to navigate. Because I think like there's a right or wrong in everything. Literally everything. Yeah. Like, and stuff that you do and say can be taken in all kinds of different ways.
Whoever's
the person receiving it. Like I could say one thing to one person and one thing to another person. Mm-hmm. If that person's not nice or doesn't like me, or they're going to take it a different way.
Yeah,
and I think that's just like the internet. So I feel like you just kind of have to be true to yourself.
You
have to like... back yourself
tough
and
skin.
Back your decisions.
It's difficult.
I feel like I've kind of taught myself to kind of try not to overthink things and listen too much to what people say about me, because I think I was really badly bullied at school. And I feel like I was really desperate for those people to like me, and they didn't. And I was confused why, because like I was nice. I wasn't horrible to them. I'd never done anything wrong to them, but they didn't like me and they were never gonna like me. I could have been the nicest person ever. Mm-hmm. I could have done anything they wanted me to, they weren't gonna like me. Mm-mm. And I feel like that's kind of how I look at things now. Like, some people are not gonna like me, and that's fine. And I'm okay with that now.
I'm gonna take a leaf out of your book then.
I know
power queen vibes. I'm like, yes, all these comments I'm getting, I'm like, yes, I can do it.
Like, I just feel like you have the people around you who
love you
know you.
And when you put the phone down, none of it matters.
And I just think, like, I have my family. I have Corey. I have an amazing group of friends. And I have the people that know me and back me and love me. And
that's like, what really matters.
And the people that say those mean things or say, like, take what you've said in a completely different context and make it something it's not, like, okay, you do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's not affecting me. And that's not how I meant it. And I'm not going to be the person you're trying to make me be.
Like, and then also, like, you don't need to, like, pick up people's comments and then... because that's what, like, I feel like recently. I'm, like, overanalyzing everything. And then I'm, like, okay, well, I shouldn't... like, okay, I'm going to stop saying things like this. And I told you earlier, I was speaking to Seth the other day, like, when I was looking through some of, like, the hate, I'm going to be honest. And I was, like, saying to him, I was, like, oh, I'm just going to have to stop doing this. And he looked at me and he was, like, don't change who you are. Like, if you start doing that, like, this is not going to be authentic and real to you. And also, side note, most hate, let's be honest, comes from jealousy. So at school, they were probably like, she's so beautiful, I'm going to pick on her.
I don't think so, but I don't know what it was, but...
it's hard, though, when those years are so impressionable.
Yeah.
And to try and navigate them when you're being, like, heavily hated on is really difficult. And it can shape you. And I think probably, like, the reason why you were so, like... fearless and you were like, I'm moving, I'm going to go for it. Yeah. You took this huge risk. It's probably because they really built up that character inside of you as if to like, no, I'm going to go and do it. And you took that risk, and you and Corey have created a beautiful picture, excuse the pun, but you have as to like, the way you're leading life now for you and your kids, it's lovely to see. Yeah,
like, I'm proud of us. Like, I'm so proud of us.
Oh, 100%. I'm proud of you. It's lovely
to
see.
I'm like, yeah, I'm so proud of us where we, I feel like nowadays, especially, relationships are so, like, disposable and, like, oh, this is a bit hard, or, like, oh, yeah, they've done this. Like, well, like, that's not for me. Like, I watch... like First Dates, I love First Dates, but when we watch that, sometimes we're like listening to people's like list of criteria and like tick boxes, and I'm like, that I don't think settle, like I definitely don't think settle, but sometimes I'm like, I don't know, I just think you need to like be a little bit more open to people.
Yeah, 100%.
And like, I don't know, some of them like, oh, if they don't like this type of music, it's like, no, well, that's what it's like, it's a red flag. Yeah. Like, no. And I'm like,
that's
the way you should be. No, like, I think like, and yeah, I feel like I'm proud of us for getting here and like sticking by each other through times where, I mean, Corey's probably thought like, I'm not sure on that, or I've thought like, I don't like that. Yeah, so I'm proud of us, and I feel like, I can't even remember the beginning question, but
that's okay, because me neither.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that in Chrissy's podcast, weren't we, Carl, when we were talking about like, there is this new generation now where there's this whole X thing and this whole criteria thing, and everyone's got to look like this, or they've got to tick this box. And it's totally taken away that real life, or like real life authenticity of energy and being like your soul being attracted to someone. And you really feel that, like when I went to Hattie's family's home for Etta's birthday, there really is that like authentic warmth. It's like, it's, I told you, didn't I? Yeah. I came back from the party and I was like, that's the best birthday party I've ever been to.
That's nice.
The whole family like oozes this same energy, which is just like huge credit, as I say, to what you've built. Did throughout your journey, because let's be easy, like people can say what they want, but it's not tough, i.e. moving around, holding down jobs, raising three kids, whether you're doing it alone or when Corey's home from work, did your relationship ever feel like it was crumbling, or did you have struggles?
Honestly, no. Like, yeah, I feel like people want me to say yes, but it's like, no. We've kind of always, I think because we've always just had each other, we've always just seen each other and been like a team together. And yes, we've argued. Like, you know, of course we've argued and of course we do argue.
I just can't imagine it.
No, we can. Sometimes I'm not nice. Sometimes I like, when it's the time of the month.
I know. There's a common theme with every person.
You ask anyone in my family, like I should come with a warning sign. I feel like people say like they can't believe it, but like, trust me.
Okay.
I can be a bit crazy. But yeah, we've always just kind of like at the end of an argument or whatever, it's normally if we're trying to be like tit for tat or like you've done this and I've done this. And and I feel like,
I love you. You okay?
Thank you, Etta. You've been so lovely.
I feel like we've just always kind of tried to just be a team together. And like we are, I think having communication is key in a relationship, and like not feeling something and just sitting on it and sitting on it and sitting on it until it annoys you so much that you actually like, you're like, no. I feel like anytime I've got a problem or if Corey's got a problem, we've always just spoken about it. And I've been like, look, like this is not working for me, or I don't like this, or I didn't like how you spoke to me. Or, I mean, he would probably say that about me, not the other way around, because he doesn't speak to me rudely. But yeah, you know, and I think we've always just been open and honest and respectful of each other, and for me that's key. And like, yeah, like I said, we've argued, and you know, it's not always been like amazing, but we've never had a like a, we've never been through like a period where really it's like rough. Oh, I'm not sure not what's sure. going on here. Like, we've always just I feel like that's just not an option for us. Like, we're together, so like we're a team, we've got this, we do it.
And also, I No, I don't think this is the case, but the fact that you made such a jump to really trust in him and his career and who he is probably rooted a lot of what you guys are about now. Like,
I think, like I said, we've always just had each other.
Yeah.
So we've just got like a mutual level of respect, love, and care for each other. And like, we just genuinely love each other. And like, we...
Obsessed
like,
with each other.
Yeah, and I feel like that like is a good thing.
Yeah.
And like, we are a team. Like, it's much better when we do it together.
Facts.
And I just think like I said, it's easy to be like tit for tat and you've done this and I've done
silent
this.
Treatment.
And quite childish. And
yeah, for sure.
To be like, you've annoyed me, so I'm just going to sit and not speak. But talking about things and getting to the bottom of it and coming up with a solution for it is just like key for me. And I feel like that's kind of always worked for us.
I love that. This is lovely. What does your, I think a lot of people are asking, like, what does a typical day look like? So can you talk us from like the second you wake up, what time do your kids wake up? How does your day run? Not like, just like a normal
day,
usual day for you guys.
Okay.
Even I'm excited to hear this.
What day of the week are we going to go
with? Let's go with a Wednesday.
A Wednesday. Okay.
Today.
A Wednesday is a full on day.
Oh, good day to pick.
So we get up. I don't know who wakes us up normally. Normally, I think I wake the kids up. So we have an alarm set for around 7.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Corey don't get out of bed at 7. We kind of snooze the alarm. One of us is going to be telling the other one to get up.
Who normally gets up?
It really depends.
Okay.
Like, it really depends. I'm much more of a morning person.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie. In the winter, there's just something about it being so dark that I just,
dark
like, doesn't
cold.
Sit with me.
Yeah.
Like, so one of us gets up, say me, and then I'm, like, trying to get Corey out of bed. I'll go and wake Otis or Marley up first.
So they never wake up before you?
Not really, especially on a school day.
Okay.
And then I'm, like, trying to get them out of bed, get one of them dressed, tell the other one to go and brush their teeth,
mm-hmm.
go into the other one's room, get them dressed. Mm-hmm. Like, actually, I get them dressed. Like, I actually, like...
Pull their pants up,
mm-hmm. put their socks on their feet. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Otis has got it, but the thing is, if I leave the room...
It's not getting
done. It might not get done. Mm-hmm. Like, the pants might not be put on.
Yeah.
One sock might be left. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm just like, no, just if I go in, I get it done, mm-hmm. and then we're out. And then they brush their teeth, and I go... Corey's getting himself ready. I'll then go and get myself ready, as in, like...
Etta's still sleeping at this point.
Yeah, Etta's still asleep. Brush my teeth to put on something random. Go downstairs, do breakfast.
What's for breakfast?
Marley is, like, obsessed with bagels, mm-hmm. but they are quite time-consuming. Like, just the cutting the bagel is, like, quite time-consuming.
Sis, you need the pre-cut ones.
Yeah. No, he likes the sesame ones, and they don't come pre-cut.
Okay.
Yeah. He's very specific.
Okay.
So, like, if it's my way, just a little bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
Filling up the water bottles, making sure they've got everything in their school mm-hmm. bag. Otis has got a snack.
They have lunch at school?
They have lunch
so you don't
at school.
Have to make,
no. Yeah. They've got... swimming bag, pee bag. Their shoes and coats are at the door. Everything's being done at the door. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go upstairs and wake Etta up.
So Queen Etta's sleeping
this
whole
time. Oh, yeah,
she
will sleep. Like, if Corey does the school run for me,
she'll sleep
in. She sleeps in. Like, the other day I had to wake her up at 9:30.
Goals?
Yeah.
What time does she go to bed?
7.
Oh,
yeah,
living the life.
She's a great
sleeper. Yeah.
Then it's like... military operation to get her dressed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she just comes with me in her pajamas.
Yeah.
And I'll just give her like a croissant or something mm-hmm. in the car mm-hmm. and a drink,
mm-hmm.
iPad in the car, drop them at school.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I'll drop them at school, come back and get actually ready,
mm-hmm.
probably reply to some messages mm-hmm. that I've got to do with work,
mm-hmm.
shoot any content that I've got to do at home.
Okay.
So I don't know what I'll have on a Wednesday. It's
different. Whatever it
yeah,
is.
Just like if I need to shoot a reel in the kitchen, I'll set Etta up with some food and television or colouring or something, shoot that. And then we normally go out and do something. So like we'll go and do something with friends, go to a play area. I'll take her somewhere, do something. Sometimes she'll have a nap, sometimes she won't. Then it's school pickup.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday, they both have football. So we split up. One of us takes Otis to West Brom and he trains at West Brom. And then Marley, whoever takes Marley, we take it in turns each week. Someone will come home and do dinner for Etta and Marley and then take Marley to football.
Okay.
So then we all get home at about 8. And then, and then it's shower, wash, teeth, pajamas, bed. Sometimes like trying to cram in some homework in that like kind of homework space. Yeah. And then wash, put a wash on, do the dishwasher. I mean, I've forgotten all those kinds of things. Feed the dog, let the dog
You've
out.
Done all that, yeah.
Yeah, like I've doing that.
Yeah.
Put washing away, stuff like that. And then
it's a full on day.
Give Otis dinner on the way home from football.
What, he eat in the car?
Yeah, he'll eat in the car. He'll have like a to-go dinner on a Wednesday and then tidy up from that. Make sure all their school uniforms
are ready to go again.
Ready to go for the next day. But like, that is a new uniform because they never can wear the same.
Because it's filthy.
Yeah, because it's so dirty.
So you've got 5 days, you've got five different sets of school uniform.
Well, no, I wash.
Oh, so like, okay, you just get them in the wash. Yeah,
yeah, but I've got like, they've got two jumpers each. They've got lots of shirts and lots of trousers. But yeah, so just that. And then me and Corey, I don't really know what we... Then I'll do me and Corey dinner.
We were actually talking about this off camera, like not even today, like before, when we were saying that when Corey's not at home and you were like, yeah, just I'm so tired. I just want to get into bed with a cup of tea.
Oh, if Corey wasn't there, I would just like sit with a cup of tea and a biscuit and I'd be like, no way am I making
cooking
myself.
Yeah.
But Corey's a professional athlete. So like, he's not okay with a cup of tea and a biscuit. That's not going to work out for him.
No.
So
does he cook?
No.
Oh, so you have to
cook. No, Corey has never cooked me a meal in our
Daddy doesn't cook, Etta?
In our whole 12-year relationship.
I'd love to put Corey in a kitchen and see what he came up with.
He says he has because he's made me toast. But like,
toast doesn't count.
That's not, that doesn't count.
No.
No, it doesn't.
So then you've got to cook at 8:39.
Yeah.
And that's when you upload a lot of your content as well.
Yeah, so then I cook and then...
Working.
Eat. And then I'll probably... Then that's when I have to like send links over to, so like whoever I'm working with, I have to pick
stuff,
outfits and stuff. Yeah. So then I'll do like send over all my content and stuff or edit reels that I've got to edit, that kind of stuff. And then clear up.
And does Corey help with all of this?
Well, he helps with like, he doesn't cook. And
clean up?
It depends. Yeah, it depends. Like he's I call him the dishwasher dodger because he really loves to dodge the dishwasher.
Dodge the dishwasher, yeah.
He just like puts it on the side and then says like, "Oh, I thought it was full. Or, I thought it was on." And I'm like, "No, you check. Like you just like open it and like just have a look."
So he's not very domesticated.
He's really not. Like I love him. But
he's not.
If there's one area he could improve on,
work on,
it's his housework.
Okay.
But then when he, that's just it.
Okay.
But so when we're a little bit old school in our home setup, but that's how we work.
Cool.
Like, you know, it might not work for somebody else, but in our household, some days it doesn't work for me. Some days it does not work for me, but.
Most of the time, that's how the shit
we
runs.
Have our, yeah, like, yeah. If we're in the kitchen, he's going to be doing, helping homework and sorting the kids,
okay, cool.
And I'm, like,
doing everything. That so kind of when stuff. Do you and Corey find time for each other?
So not every day is like that. Wednesday and Thursday is, like, really full-on clubs days, but other days, like, we all eat dinner together at, like, 5:30 with the kids.
Okay, nice.
And then they go to bed around 7:30, and then we have, like, our evening. But there's a few days in the week where it's, like, quite mental and we don't really see or speak to each other.
And when you do date nights, when you go out for dinner and stuff, Do you have, because you don't have any family around. Well, no, your sister's nearby
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm now near my sister, which is lovely.
But do you have to like plan a lot
but,
in advance?
But she also has three children. So
yeah,
like,
she does. Yeah. She's not going to come and babysit
no,
for you.
No, like yet. It's, that's, yeah. That and I
you don't expect that.
No, because she's got her own life and it's hard and like.
She's also got three babies.
Yeah, so, yeah, we have to, we've, have a babysitter who
oh, do you?
Yeah who was my is my like has always helped my sister's kids and I've just known her from like when I used to come and stay at my sister's
okay
and
cool
so she's someone that we like
really
love
trust.
And trust yeah
the kids like her and stuff
yeah and they normally like we go out when they're in bed and all that kind of stuff is all done mm-hmm. so they're just kind of sitting with them while they're in bed.
I like for me I don't know like you got some stamina because honestly like when the day is ended with Ziggy like I could not imagine going out.
Yeah, no.
Even if I wanted to, I'm like, no, like, I just want to go to sleep
yeah.
and just, like, get into bed and chill. Because otherwise I feel like I completely burn out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel like there's often been times where we've booked a babysitter and we're like, no, we do not want to do this.
So you just can't.
But no, we do it. Like,
oh,
we do it and then we're grateful for it.
And you feel better?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
But especially in the winter, I feel like we're like so tired.
Home,
and just think like, oh my God, we actually couldn't think of anything worse than going out
yeah.
right now. Like,
I hate you.
Should we just not? Uh-huh. But we just do because I think it's really, it's easier not to.
Been so good, bless her.
But it's really beneficial. And
that's
like,
a really good point,
just
actually.
Having that time with each other where we just can just like
stare into each other's eyes.
Yeah, yeah, and just like chat. Just like, be with each other
yeah.
and like not have to deal with someone else or not have our conversation interrupted because mm-hmm. one of the kids needs us.
Yeah.
You need that. Like you need to make time for each other.
It's, you know, that's obviously one thing I learned as well, that independent time, the two of you where it's real quality, like
yeah.
staring into each other's eyes. Like it's so important.
That's
a really good point Hattie's just made. Like, and for any parents listening that are maybe like struggling in that area, like, kind of actually just not forcing yourself, but kind of just saying like, no, like we are going to go because
yeah.
you will feel
better
for
yeah.
it.
I don't think we've ever come away and been like, oh,
that
I
was
wish
a
waste we didn't
of time.
Do that.
Yeah.
I think making time for each other, like I said, it's actually easier not to. And sometimes I feel like you don't actually think you need it
mm-hmm.
until you've done it. I think you think like, yeah, we're fine. Like we're fine just sitting on the sofa. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's just different. Like removing yourself from like your home environment and sitting on your phone or like scrolling, because that's what you do. Like we'll
yes.
just be like, you know, we're tired and we're just like scrolling our phone
yeah.
or we're just like doing whatever.
Yeah.
Just taking time out to just like dedicate to each other when you can, I think is so
important.
Key and so important to do if you're able to do it.
Do you feel like you've ever missed out on a social life?
No, not at all for me. Like it was my choice to have my children and like we like just love being with our kids and like doing life with them
mm-hmm.
like that's just what we
mm-hmm.
love to do. I've never really, I mean probably when I was really young like too young to even go out
mm-hmm.
I liked going out
mm-hmm.
with my sister. She was at uni and I was like 15
mm-hmm.
When I shouldn't have been going out
mm-hmm.
I like probably did like doing that, but then I feel like I've quite got a bit like old young, if that makes sense. I feel
I
like
hear
I've,
you.
I feel
yeah.
like I'm just like I've always just been like that. Like I like going out and having a drink sometimes, but I just like being with my kids.
Yeah.
Like I like being with them, I like doing
yeah.
stuff with them, like
yeah.
and that Corey's the same, and we had those same like morals and values, and I don't feel like I've missed out. I feel like I've, like...
Life started when...
Yeah,
yeah,
like, I feel like I never... Yes, there's times where people have gone out and I haven't been able to go with
mm-hmm.
some kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I've felt sometimes like, oh, I'd have liked to have done
mm-hmm.
that. But that's it.
And
then it finishes. And,
that,
and I just think... I don't
is...
think, like, oh, God, like, I wish I didn't have children. Or I should have... I like, have missed out on that. Like,
mm-hmm.
My life's different. And
yeah.
I'm fine with that. Like,
and
I want that.
Because people... say to me, they're like, oh, why didn't you put Ziggy into nursery? And I'm like, I really like
being with him.
Like, my day is so much brighter with my
yeah.
baby in it. Like, I honestly don't know what I would do myself
yeah.
if Ziggy was in nursery.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, I don't know how my family's gonna grow. Like, say maybe Ziggy is my only baby. I'm not, like, I don't know. But, like, I'm really enjoying this time with him. And I just can't imagine, like, him being there.
Yeah.
And I don't really feel like I'm missing out on anything because I'm the happiest when
you're
I'm with him.
And I'm the same. I feel like I, like all parents, I have times where I think, like, oh, my God, I need a break. Or, oh, my God, I need, like, to, like, I just need to just, like, have some time to myself.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, my most at peace and, like, happy and calm when, like, we're together as a
family.
The family is together.
And I really feel like, that. Yes, there's nothing that can beat that feeling.
But,
nothing.
Like, I definitely think it's important to have time away from your kids. I feel like I'll go away for a night or do something with my friends or with Corey, and I'll come back and I think, like, yeah, I'm a better parent
because
now. Because I've just had, like, like, I've just had,
fill,
like,
your cup up again. Yeah. And that's something that, like, even with this podcast, doing it, like, right now in my head, I'm like, in the back of my head, I'm thinking about Ziggy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I miss him. Is he okay? What's he doing? But I go home and, like, my cup is full.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah. But then sometimes it can get really overwhelming.
Yeah.
Someone wrote in just on the topic of starting a family young. You're obviously a super beautiful lady. Do you ever, like, have people, like, when you're with the crew, like, ask how old you are? And does it ever come across as, like, not in a negative way, but, like, mom's at school or, like, do you ever feel judged for stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I always have, to be fair. I feel like there's obviously going to be some people that don't agree with me here, but I think I look quite young. I think I always kind of have. I think, I think I just look quite young, especially with no makeup on. Like, my mum's like, oh my God, you look like my baby. So sometimes on the school run, I mean, a lot of the time in the school, right?
They don't think you're the mom?
No, they do. But before, when I had Otis, lots of people thought I was, like, a nanny. And, like, I still now, you know, I've taken them to A&E, for example, and I've had them all with me. And they've been like, oh, your mom, like, you don't look old enough to have three kids. And that once used to get under my skin a bit, because I thought, like, I used to take that in a bit of a rude way when I was younger, because I used to think, like, well, that's rude, because I am. Or I would never say, or I feel like she wouldn't, the people wouldn't say that if I was older, like, to say, like, oh, you're the mum, like, you look too old to be a mum. I don't think that would come.
No.
So I feel like it's kind of the same, and I used to take it quite offensively. I don't anymore, because I own it, and I think, like, yeah, well, I am.
Because I'm a hot mum.
I am
a hot young mum.
So, like, I might not look it, but, like, I am their mum. And I, yeah. So I think lots of people, I have had lots of comments about it, and I definitely feel judged at school because I, like, I have always been the youngest mum at the schools that my children have ever been to. I've always been the younger parent. And I always feel a little bit like, just not good enough.
Inadequate.
Like, yeah, I just feel a little bit like some of these mums are, like, amazing, like, lawyers and doctors and GPs. And I think, like, I'm like, oh, I don't know. I just feel a bit like...
inadequate.
Yeah, just, like, not good enough and a little bit, like, I don't want Otis and Marley to, like, be embarrassed of that, if you know what I mean. Like, that's just always just kind of been how I've felt, like, a little bit just...
conscious of,
conscious of that and, like, I don't know, just
aware
of it.
Yeah, but I think Otis and Marley can be like, yeah, my mommy works on social media and my daddy's a footballer and it's really cool.
Like, yeah, no, and I with Corey, I know that they're, like,
they're
so proud of him and they're like, my dad's amazing and they, like, love him. And of course they love me too, but that's just something I've always been a little bit, like, insecure about, I think.
And that's totally valid to feel that way.
So, yeah.
But I think, you know, it's really interesting. Before I met you and I just followed you on social media, I actually, when I met you, thought you were different to what I had in my head.
Really?
Because I think from what you post on social media and, like, what I got from you on social media, I was like, wow, she's just, like, a beautiful girl. And I thought in my head, is she going to be, like, quite, like, gentle and, like, innocent isn't the right word, but not that you're not gentle. But then when I met you, I was like, damn, you've got, like, spice to you. And I love it because, like, one thing you are, Hattie, is you're really sure of yourself and, like, you really know who you are. You really know who you want to be as a parent, who you want to be as a wife. And sometimes you can't always portray that on social media. There's only so much a preacher can say, and that's why I love podcasts. And like, I think people are going to get that too. Like, I love that side of you.
Thanks.
It's really nice.
I feel like I'm like, I don't know. That's another like kind of insecurity thing maybe I have of myself. Like and social media, I feel like I've always had this like fear and worry that people follow me on social media and then meet me and I don't meet their expectations, or like I just feel like worried that they're like going to be like, oh, like she is not who I like what I thought, or like she's
do you get stopped a lot?
I do now, yeah.
In Birmingham?
Not even just in Birmingham. You just mean like,
in general?
Yeah, in general. I feel like...
Well, you have a huge social media presence. Also, your TikTok's crazy now as well.
Yeah. I mean, TikTok was a bit scary for me. I felt like I was a bit too old for TikTok.
TikTok is a bit of a scary place, isn't it, Carl? Jesus Christ.
I felt like I was a bit out of it. And I was just like, oh, I don't know how to do this.
But
like,
you just post very... You just kind of...
I feel like I just thought, right, I'm just going to be who I am on Instagram, which is just quite like, I don't overthink anything I post. I just post it. I think like, yeah, like, I don't know, I've got a spot, or like, I don't know, that part of me is not great. But like,
that's what people love.
Yeah, that's just me. Like, oh, one of the kids is doing something stupid. Like, that's them. Like, yeah. I'm just going to go with it.
But that's why your page grows and is so great. Because it's not like, it's just so, like, real.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
like, even appearance, family life. I just think it's amazing.
Thank you.
If this is my closing question, because I know we're time critical now. But if you were to look back at Hattie at 20 years of age, who just fell pregnant with Otis, who was living on her own with no one around her, what would you tell her? Now I feel emotional. And like, it's not even my body, but like, if you actually deep it, sorry, I'm just gonna go off on a bit of one here, because like, I know what it feels like to be pregnant, I know what it feels like to have a baby, and I know what it feels like to be alone. I could not imagine doing it physically, because I had people around me, but physically alone in a city, that's huge, you know?
Yeah. I feel like I, again, in life, just I kind of like kind of brush things off a little bit, like don't really,
I feel like, yeah, don't deep them. Yeah.
Like, and sometimes when I do, I don't know, I just think like that was just normal for me. So I don't know. I think I just say to me and Corey, like, wow, like, well done. Like, that's just kind of all I feel. Like I said earlier, like, I just feel proud of us, and I feel like we did it. Like, we actually did it. Like, we did what we knew we could do and wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And we did it. Like, we supported each other. We were there for each other. We loved each other. We did it. Like, we did it. We made it together. And we have an amazing family who I'm, like, so proud of and love so much. And, yeah, like, I always knew I wanted to be a mum. I knew I wanted to start a family young. Mm-hmm. And I just trusted my gut and instinct.
You have.
And, like, just went with it and did it.
And I think, hey, girl.
Hey, baby girl.
And I think for anyone else who maybe is a young listener, maybe watching this, maybe just coming into their 20s and maybe feeling how Hattie felt and, you know, also wants to follow in those footsteps, I think Hattie's like testimonial shows that you can do it. And like, if you want to, don't worry about what like society tells you. Yeah. Don't worry about like what your friends and family around you are telling you, because they told Hattie, no, I don't think it's a good idea. And Hattie stuck to like her gut and her like core and did what she wanted to do. And they both
are just hungry.
And they both have created a whole vibe, I'm just going to call it. And I think that's where I want to end this podcast on a very positive note, because Etta's also hungry and the girl needs to be fed.
She knows what she wants.
What do you want
for lunch?
What do you fancy? Can you tell us what you want for lunch?
Tell us what you want
for lunch.
Tell
the microphone.
Speak in here.
Mama.
What do you want for lunch?
Cereals.
Cereals? You want cereals for breakfast, you cheeky dog.
You want cereals again?
Etta, are we best friends?
Okay, we need to do a tiny mini podcast. Etta, what's your favourite colour? Come on, this is my podcast with you now. Mummy finished.
Pink.
And who is your favourite Disney princess?
You like them, don't you?
You like them.
You like mermaids? And yeah. What are your brothers called?
I get Marley.
No, I get Marley. And what about Daddy?
Daddy is big. Boy.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. Do you know Daddy's, like, big boy name?
What's Daddy's name?
Gory.
Oh, that's so
cute. What's my name?
What's Mummy's name?
Mummy.
Yeah, but what's my name that's not Mummy?
Mummy.
Just Mummy.
Just Mummy.
I'm just Mummy. I don't have another name.
Does she know?
You do know my name, don't you? Ha.
What's my name?
Is it Hattie? And what's your favourite thing to do with Mummy?
Me.
Yeah, but you're my favourite thing.
Do you have like a favourite activity to do
what
with Mummy?
What do we do together?
What's your favourite part of the day with Mummy?
Mummy, I don't know.
What?
Mummy,
just Mummy.
Okay, Etta.
You just love everything about me? I love everything about you.
Do you wanna wave to the camera and we say bye bye?
Say
look
bye.
At that camera.
Say bye.
And can you wave bye bye?
Bye.
Okay, guys, I'll close out here. First of all, as you can see, Hattie is juggling her day and has come here with Etta. And honestly, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I know what it means to juggle everything. And Etta, you've been amazing. Thank you, baby girl. You smashed it.
Thank you for having me.
If this is not an example of a working mom, then I don't know what is.
She said, we haven't smashed it.
You have smashed it. Can I get a high five?
No, that's not
Piggy
nice.
Piggy loves high fives. Give a high five.
Do high five scuba dive.
Oh!
Four.
High four. Okay.
Go on then. Go.
No,
like this one. Like this. A four.
Three, four,
two, one, go. Yay! So yeah, babes, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you more than you know.
I've loved talking with you.
And you're amazing. And I think, like, people are going to love learning more about you. Even I love things today. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I said to you, I don't feel like it's... I'm very exciting to
you. You are very exciting. You're superwoman.
I hope it's helped someone or answered someone's question.
I think you've just given a really, like, positive... strong, real approach to life. You're someone that's just got up and done it. You've beaten the odds and you've told people like, no, I am gonna go and do it. And like, with the greatest respect, like, I don't really care what you think.
Yeah.
And you really carry that aura. And as I said, when I met Hetty, I was like, I love it. She's fiery. So I'm gonna end that one here, guys. Thank you so much for listening, Hetty. Thank you so much
for being
here.
Thank you for having me.
I really love just sitting and listening. It's so nice. I love learning about people. Please like, comment, share, subscribe, whatever you can do. I appreciate everything. It means the world to me. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.